Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're on Shabbos 138, talking about permitted things on Shabbos. Abaye collected and grouped similar rulings found in a separate brises and taught them together as follows: a leather bag and a strainer, a canopy and a chair of galen, one should not make them on the Shabbos or Yom Tov. If he did make them, his bib will be exempt, although it is rabbinically prohibited to do so. One should not make permanent tent on the Shabbos or Yom Tov, but if one did make them, he is liable to a chatas offering. But a bed or a folding chair or a folding toilet seat, if it is permitted, it is permitted to spread them out even initially. These here that we're talking about, things, the bed is talking about a bed that was often stood up on one end or on the side when not in use, and the chair is a leather seat that can be folded up and placed out of the way when not in use. And that esla is similar to the chair, but is constructed with a hole in the middle of the seat, allowing it to be used as the toilet. Abaye teaches that one may lower the bed into place, open the folding doors on the Shabbos. It brings to mind the idea of being comfortable and enjoying things Hashem gives us, especially on the Shabbos. In life, we're supposed to say the phrase, we're supposed to understand that everything Hashem made in the world, what He made for us, Bishvili Nivra Olam, everything that Hashem made and brought into this world, we're supposed to use, we're supposed to enjoy in a halachic manner, in a permitted manner, in a proper manner. We're actually going to be taken to task, they say, after 120 years, if we didn't enjoy this world and we didn't take fruit of all the quote-unquote fruits of this world that Hashem made for us to enjoy. Did you have the fruits that I made for you, Hashem asks? Did you use the wonderful inventions, the smartphones, the computers, the cars, all the different fruits and vegetables, all the wonderful things I made in this world, did you actually use? Not only should you use, but it's permitted to do so. When you do it in a wonderful mitzvah way, you're uplifting, you're sanctify everything in the proper way. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to take the mundane, take the materialistic things and elevate them to the gashmius, to elevate them to the spiritual and make them sanctified, make them kadosh. You take grape juice on Shabbos and you make a bracha on it. You sanctify it, you make it into something better. So we're supposed to take things and we're supposed to enjoy them. We're supposed to use them, but not to excess, not to an excessive degree. You're supposed to have what you need to the extent, but if you have a family, you don't need to have a 450-acre land with a house that's 720,000 square feet. You could have a much more modest size that's proper size for you and your family and use a lot of the extra money for tzedakah or mitzvahs or different things. We're supposed to use things in the world not to the excessive means, and don't think that anything comes just because of your hands. Don't ever think kochiv etzim yodi asaliyat achayal, as the pasuk in Devarim explains, but we should also remember that everything comes from Hashem. We're supposed to enjoy everything from Hashem, not to an excessive degree, just as the Gemara talks about different things to use on Shabbos to be comfortable on Shabbos, to enjoy the Shabbos, so to our whole existence in this world, we should enjoy to a proper degree and in a proper way. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 139 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.